Today we have the privilege of studying Divrei Hayamim Bet, chapter 30. Chapter 30 of Divrei Hayamim Bet, of 2 Chronicles, details the celebration of the holiday of Pesach in the time of King Chizkiyahu. This chapter introduces the widening of Chizkiyahu's concentric circles of connection to the Beit HaMikdash, which we saw in yesterday's chapter. Here in this chapter, the holiday of Pesach is celebrated not as a holiday of the Exodus from Egypt, but as a holiday of the celebrating the connection of the Jewish people to the Beit HaMikdash. It goes beyond what we saw in the previous chapter, in that in the previous chapter, Chizkiyahu connects first the Kohanim, then the late leaders of Jerusalem, and then the kingdom of Judah to the Beit HaMikdash. In chapter 30, he connects the entire people of Israel, including the people who remain in the northern kingdom, to the Beit HaMikdash. Remember that by this time, the people of the northern kingdom, the 10 tribes of Israel, have already been exiled to Assyria. And so those 10 tribes are effectively, in our imagination, lost to the people of Israel. But Baal Divrei Hayamim does not see it that way. From the very beginning of the book, he's been speaking about how the people of Israel are composed of remnants of all 12 tribes of Israel. Even some of the 10 tribes we think of as lost actually became part of Yehuda. And this chapter describes how some of those remnants of the 10 northern tribes became part of Yehuda by means of Chizkiyahu's celebration of the Pesach. What's fascinating here is that this idea of Pesach does not, or Chizkiyahu's specific celebration of Pesach, does not appear anywhere in Sefer Melachim. In Sefer Melachim, Chizkiyahu accomplishes a religious reform, and then he fights Sancheriv. In contrast, in Sefer Divrei Hayamim, Chizkiyahu engages the people into the religious reform. He doesn't do it himself, he has to draw the people in gradually. And this chapter is one step in that process. It's a very important step, because it shows how he drew in people from the northern kingdom, from Malchut Yisrael. It is also an important chapter because it transforms Pesach from a celebration of the Jews leaving Egypt to a celebration of the Jews' connection to the Beit HaMikdash. The central theme of Pesach here is not Yetziat Mitzrayim, but rather Tshuva. The verb Lashuv, to return, is used in many different ways. Chizkiyahu asks the Jews to return to the Beit HaMikdash. He asks them to return to God. He asks God to return to the Jewish people. And finally, he hopes that the Jewish people, those who are exiled and who are currently lost, will return to the land of Israel. So the kingdom of Israel, people of the 10 tribes, are here engaged in two different ways. One, some of them come to the Beit HaMikdash. Two, Chizkiyahu hopes that the remainder will eventually return to the land of Israel. Chapter 30, Pasuk Aleph, as Chizkiyahu widens his circles of reform, extends the connection to the Beit HaMikdash to the northern tribes, and celebrates Pesach in a unique and distinctive way. Pasuk Aleph. Vayishlach Chizkiyahu al kol Yisrael v'Yehuda, v'gam igerot katav al Ephraim u'Menashe, lavo levet Hashem b'Yerushalayim la'asot Pesach l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Chizkiyahu sent emissaries or letters to all of Israel and Judah. He also wrote letters to Ephraim and Menashe, telling them to come to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem in order to make Pesach to the Lord, the God of Israel. The specific mention of Ephraim and Menashe here, the southernmost tribes of the northern tribes, to indicate that he intentionally pulls them into the act of making Pesach, and deliberately wants to include the northern tribes. Pasuk Bet. Vayiva'atz ha-melech v'sarav v'chol ha-kahal v'Yerushalayim la'asot ha-pesach b'chodesh ha-sheni. Pasuk Gimel. Ki lo yachlu la'asoto ba'et ahi, ki el ha-kohanim lo hitkadeshu l'madai v'ha'am lo ne'esfu l'Yerushalayim. The king and his council, and the king and his advisors, and the congregation in Jerusalem all took counsel, deciding to make Pesach in the second month, in other words, in Iyar, because they could not make Pesach in that time, in other words, in the first month, because the priests, the Kohanim, had not yet sanctified themselves, and the people had not yet gathered to Jerusalem. In the previous chapter, we saw how Chizkiyahu begins his process of purifying the Beit HaMikdash in Nisan. Here we're told that means that Pesach had to be delayed till the month of Iyar. Chizkiyahu does the action here that Chazal speak, Iber Nisan B'Nisan. Certain division as to whether this was a positive action or not. But here, at least, Divrei Hayamim has a positive evaluation of that action. Pasuk Daled, Vayishar Hadavar B'nei HaMelech U'B'nei Kol HaKahal. This matter was seen as positive in the eyes of the king and all the congregation. Pasuk Hei, Vayamidu Davar Lahavir Kol B'chol Yisrael Mi'Be'er Sheva Ve'ad Dan Lavo Lasot Pesach L'Hashem Elokei Yisrael B'Yerushalayim Ki Lo LaRov Asu Kakatuv. They established the matter to send forth an announcer, a herald, throughout Israel from Be'er Sheva till Dan, to come to do Pesach to the Lord, the God of Israel and Jerusalem, because for many years they had not done as it was written. In other words, here Pesach is being announced from the very northern part, from Dan till Be'er Sheva in the very south, this north-to-south announcement, making Pesach in Yerushalayim, not just the tribes that are close to Jerusalem, but all of Israel should come. The formulation the king uses is recorded in Pasuk Vav, and it's very suggestive. Vayelchu haratzim bi'igurot miyad hamelech v'sarav b'chol Yisrael v'yehuda uch mitzvat hamelech lemor b'nei Yisrael shuvu el Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yisrael v'yashov el ha'pleita hanish'eret lachem mikaf malchei Ashur. Chapter verse 6, the runners went forth with letters from the hand of the king and his officers throughout all of Israel and Judah following the command of the king. In other words, the runners here are taking the letters not just from the king, but from his officers as well. The king is not the only leader. He's leading as part of a council, as part of a sort of committee. And the formulation is very important. Children of Israel, return to God, the Lord of your, return to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, so that he will return to the remnant that remains for you from the hands of the kings of Assyria. In other words, if you return to God, he will return to you. Shuvu Elai, v'shashuva aleichem, as Malachi says. Here that formulation becomes Chizkiyahu's formulation. Pasuk Zayin, v'al tihyu ka'avoteichem uch'acheichem, asher ma'alu b'ashem elokei avoteichem, v'aitenem l'shama ka'asher atem ro'im. Do not be like your fathers and brothers, who trespassed against the Lord, the God of your fathers, and he made you into a desolation, as you see. In other words, the point of the return, the idea of return is meant as a corrective, as a prophylactic, both as a corrective against past destruction and a prophylactic against future destruction. If you return to God, he will prevent you from being destroyed. Pasuk Chet, Ata Al Takshu Orpechem Ka'avotechem. Tenu yad l'Hashem uvo'u l'mikdasho, asher hekdish le'olam, v'ivdu et Hashem Elokeichem, v'yashov mikem charon apo. Now, don't let your necks be stiff like your ancestors. Give a hand to God, in other words, invest your power in worshipping God. Come to his temple that he has sanctified for eternity, and serve the Lord, the God of your father, serve the Lord your God, that his anger may return from you. Again, the idea of return. But it's here, it's God's anger who will return from you. Pasuk Tet, verse 9, Ki vishuvchem al Hashem, achechem uvnechem lerachamim lifnei shoveihem, velashuv laaretz hazot, ki chanun v'rachum Hashem elokeichem, velo yasir panim mikem, im tashuvu elav. For if you return to God, to the Lord, your brothers, your children will be get granted mercy before their captors, and they will return to this land. For the Lord your God is merciful and gracious, and he will not turn his face away from you if you return to him. Here there's an idea of arevut, kol Yisrael arevim ze lazeh. You can help your brothers and relatives and children who have been captured by the Assyrians. How can you do this? If you return to God, this will generate some sort of kindness in heaven, and he will allow your brothers and relatives, in other words, the 10 tribes of Israel who have been exiled, to return to this land. So you're making Pesach creates a sort of divine will allowing the return of the captive Israelites to the land of Israel. Psukim 10 and 11 record the mixed reaction of the people to Chizkiyahu's call. Pasuk 10, Yud, Vayu aratzim ovrim me'ir la'ir be'eretz Ephraim u'menasheh ve'ad Zvulun, Vayu maschikim alehem u'maligim bam. The runners passed from city to city in the land of Ephraim and Menasheh until Zvulun. People laughed at them and mocked them. Pasuk Yud Alef, Ach Anashim Me'asher U'Menasheh Uzmi Zvulun Nichne'u Vayavau Lirushalayim. But people from Asher, Menasheh, and Zvulun, the tribes that were a little bit farther north, Asher and Zvulun, they submitted and came to Jerusalem. The idea of submission here is recognizing God as your overlord. There is here an intentional contrast between, on the one hand, the Assyrian conquest. The Assyrians are the overlord, but if you return to God and recognize him as your overlord, he will deal kindly with you. That positive attitude is reflected also in Judah, Pasuk 12, Yud Bet, Gam Biyuda Haita Yad HaElokim, Latet Lahem Lev Echad, La'asot Mitzvat HaMelech VeHasarim, Bidvar Hashem. Also in Judah, God's hand allowed them to invest with one heart in doing the command of the king and the officers in the matter of the Lord. So here God is responsible for human actions. God implants in the people of Judah one heart to altogether decide to serve God and do the actions of Pesach. The actual making of the Pesach is described in the subsequent verses, Psukim 14 through 16. We'll just read Pasuk 13, which comes first, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayasfu Yerushalayim Amrav La'asot et Chag HaMatzot B'chodesh HaShini Kahal La'rov Me'od. The people gathered, many people gathered in Jerusalem to do the holiday of Matzot in the second month, a great number of people. And here we have a very interesting omission from this pasuk. When they do a mitzvah, Sefer Divrehem always mentions the idea of Kakatuv, as it is written in the book of Moshe, or as it is written. Here, there's no mention of kakatuv. Obviously, the Pesach here is made not kakatuv. It's made not as in accordance with the laws of Moshe. Pesach is being made in the second month. It's true we have a law of Pesach Sheni, that Pesach can be made in the month of Iyar, according to the book of Bamidbar Perek Tet, ninth chapter of Numbers. But that's not what we're talking about here. This is not just for the people who are impure. This is for the entire congregation. We're all making Pesach in Iyar. Pasuk Yud Zayin records another instance of the extrajudicial aspect of this Pesach. Pasuk Yud Zayin 17, Ki rabat b'kahal asher lo hitkadashu, v'alvi'im ashchitat ha'psachim, l'chol lo tahor l'akdish l'ashem. Many of the people in the congregation had not sanctified themselves, and the Levi'im were responsible for slaughtering the Passover offerings for every not impure person to sanctify to the Lord. Pasuk Yud Chet, Ki marbit ha'am מאפרים ומנשה יששכר וזבולון לא היטהרו, כי אכלו את הפסח בלוח הכתוב, כי יתפלל חזקיהו עליהם לאמור, השם הטוב יכפר בעד. Many of the people in the congregation, many of them from אפרים ומנשה, יששכר וזבולון, tribes with יששכר וזבולון, יששכר at least tribes which has not been mentioned yet, so many of the people from the northern tribes had not purified themselves. They ate the Pesach in a manner which was not prescribed in the book. In other words, they ate Pesach in Tum'ah. Ki itpalel Chizkiyahu aleihem lemor, Hashem hatov yechaper ba'ad. May God forgive them. Chizkiyahu daven for them. They ate Pesach in a state of ritual impurity. Chizkiyahu davens for them and asks God to forgive them. This is a second extrajudicial aspect of the Pesach. Pesach is not being made kakatuv, but its national importance here seems to override the specific details of the mitzvah as are written in the Torah. It's a very interesting aspect of extrajudicial actions, non-Torah actions being performed by Chizkiyahu, which are still evaluated in a positive light by Baal Divrei HaYamim because of their national importance. the slaughter of Pesach in the second month, and the inclusion of the impure people in it. The response is not only positive in the eyes of Chizkiyahu, the response is positive in the eyes of God. Pasuk 20, Pasuk Kaf, Vayishma Hashem el Yechizkiyahu, Vayirpa et ha'am. God listened to Chizkiyahu and healed the people. The healing is obviously not physical. The healing is God listened to the people, accepted their offering of Pesach. The Pesach is not the only part of the offering. They also make Chag HaMatzot. Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Vayasu v'nei Yisrael hanimtzaim b'Yerushalayim et Chag HaMatzot shivat yamim b'simcha gdola u'mahalalim l'Hashem yom b'yom halvi'im v'hakohanim b'chlei oz l'Hashem. The Israelites who were found in Jerusalem celebrated not only the holiday of Pesach, but also the holiday of Matzot, 7 days in great happiness, praising God each day. And the Levi'im and the Kohanim used instruments of power to sing to God. In other words, the instruments of power here is an interesting formulation. Klei Oz seems to refer to the Kelim, which were sung, which were used to do the instrumentation for the Psalms of praise, and those Psalms of praise are Psalms of Oz in the sense that we say in Tehillim, Tnu Oz Lashem, ascribe power to God. Pasuk Kafbet 22 records the actions of the people during this holiday of Chag HaMatzot. They do the action of Vidui, of confessing sins before God. Pesach is truly a holiday of tshuva. In this rendition, pasuk 23, the 7 days of Pesach are not enough. Pasuk kaf gimel, vayivatzu kol hakahal la'asot shivat yamim acherim, vayasu shivat yamim simcha. After Pesach, they did 7 additional days of rejoicing. What did that rejoicing consist? Pasuk Kafdal 24, Ki Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda hirim lakahal elef parim v'shivat alafim tzon v'asarim hirimu lakahal parim elef v'tzon aseret alafim v'ait kadeshu chohanim larov. Chizkiyahu, the king of Judah, donated to the congregation 1,000 cows and 7,000 sheep, and his officers donated to the congregation 1,000 cows and 10,000 sheep. The Kohanim sanctified themselves in great numbers, making these extra offerings that Chizkiyahu and the Sarim donate to the people. Pasuk 25, Vayismechu kol kahal Yehuda, v'hakohanim v'halvi'im, v'chol hakahal haba'im Yisrael, v'hagerim haba'im me'eretz Yisrael, v'hayoshvim b'Yehuda. This is the most expansive definition of the Jewish people that we've seen in Divrei Hayamim, and actually the whole people united in doing an action. The whole congregation of Judah and the priests and the Levites and all the congregation who came from Israel were all celebrating together, along with the Gerim. Here Gerim may mean the converts, it may mean those who are not of Israelite descent, who return to, who join the Jewish people. V'hagerim haba'im me'eretz Yisrael v'hayoshvim b'Yehuda, those who originally dwelled in the land of Israel, in other words, in the northern kingdom, and came down to the southern kingdom. So it refers to those who came from Israel, and then also refers to Hagerim Habayim Eretz Israel. This may refer to people who are not of Israelite descent, who come from the land of Israel, from the northern kingdom, and join the Jewish people in Judah. Pasuk 26, Vatehi simcha gdola b'Yerushalayim, ki mimei Shlomo ben David, melech Yisrael, lo chazot b'Yerushalayim. There was great celebration in Jerusalem, for from the times of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, this had not taken place in Jerusalem. And the final pasuk, pasuk 27, divine acceptance, Vayakumu akohanim v'halvi'im, vayivarchu et ha'am, vayishama bekolam, vatavot tfilatam, lim'on kodsho l'shamayim. The priests and Levites got up and blessed the people. Their voice was heard. Their voice was heard by God. Not only was their voice heard by God, but we have a very strange formulation here. Vayishama bekolam. Their voice was heard by God, and we expect Vayishama bekolam. He obeyed them. In sense here, their voice was heard by God. V'atavot tefilatam limon kodesho l'shamayim, that their tefillah reached his abode in the heavens.